want here in the third hour. That's where we're at right now. You can take control at 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. And join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy all the features that we have waiting for you. We give them away. Once again, freetalklive.com. You get to control the content there if you would like. You can submit different items to the website. They can then be voted on by other listeners, and the more votes that an item receives, the more likely it is to make it to the front page and the top of the site. And it can be anything. It could be a YouTube video, it could be an article, blog post, something online that you think is interesting, you think our listeners and the host of the show would enjoy. Submit it over at freetalklive.com. Let's go to your phone calls here, and then coming up, Ademo is here with us from copblock.org. He's going to tell us about the cannibal cop. That's kind of freaky. So Jeanette is on the line first in San Diego. Jeanette, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, Ian. I'm glad you made it out okay.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. You're talking about my arrest from yesterday, which folks can go and see at freekeen.com. The video is there. Scroll down the page just a little bit. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, I just wanted to call in about, I got called in for jury duty this week. And
okay.
It was quite an interesting experience, to say the least.
Was it your first time in a jury duty?
Well, I had been summoned before, but never actually made it, you know, to a actual jury room for jury selection.
Okay.
It was my first time in the juror room, yes.
So does that mean that you were selected or that you were not selected?
No, I wasn't selected. I got dismissed.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah. I was very disappointed, especially given the parameters of the case.
Okay, so tell me more about your experience.
Well, I was just fascinated by some of the answers my fellow potential jurors were giving, especially in terms of jury nullification. The judge, it was a murder case, or it is going to be. We were on the panel for three young men being charged for the murder of another young man. And I guess only one of the young men pulled the trigger, but they are all being charged with murder. By reason of, you know, guilty by association or being present for the crime,
oh, wow,
et cetera. So yesterday was day three, and that's when I was dismissed. The judge, before we even got started for the day, the judge outlined why exactly, I guess, all three are being charged with murder. And then the question was posed to everyone in general, will you be able to convict these? Basically, will you be able to convict all three of murder? Because according to the law, all three would, if the prosecution proves their case, of course, all three are guilty of murder.
So either all three are innocent or all three are guilty?
Well, we were going to vote. Each one would be charged. You could vote guilty or not guilty if it came to it. But all three were being charged with murder, despite the fact that only one of them had pulled the trigger. But under the eyes of the law, according to the judge, which she repeated several times, that even though only one of them actually pulled the trigger and killed, or, you know, we don't know yet, haven't been found guilty, but even though only one of them did it, all of them were going to be, if the prosecution proved by beyond a reasonable doubt that all three were responsible, that all three were going to get basically the same sentence, which would be life in prison.
And what do you think of that question? Like, what went through your mind after hearing the judge ask you that?
I just thought, I don't think so. I mean, why? And some of the jurors gave, well, what about if the other two young men that were with him at the time, what if they didn't know he had a gun? You know, what if they weren't aware that this is where things were going to go? Should they still be responsible, you know, be found guilty of murder? And she again just went back to her paper and said, well, as I said, let me repeat again. Under the eyes of the law, this is the way it is.
It seems it seems like these are the kind of things that should be fleshed out, like, in the courtroom. Like, they shouldn't have to screen people in this way.
But this is what they want. I mean, they want convictions. Yeah. They want people who are obedient. They want these serfs that are going to come in there and do whatever it is they're told to do and be basically cheerleaders for the state. You know, they want the most obedient jurors possible.
Right.
And these are the questions they'll ask people in advance to weed out people like us who actually have an independent, you know, thought.
Yeah.
Exactly, because most people with logic would say, well, it's impossible for three people, unless they all had their own gun handing over or did, like, turns with the baseball bat or whatever, you know, to be responsible for this person's killing. So, like you said, Ian, it's an exact of, like, jury stacking is what I call it.
They want zombies. They want status zombies on these juries.
Yeah. That worried me about my jury trial because while I asked for 15, 20 minutes to review the juror list, the prosecution seemed just fine with it. Like, he knew whose names were going to be picked for my jury, you know? Like, why didn't he have to sit there and review names, you know? So the state here in San Diego, I believe, is where this call is coming from. They, you know, the defense has its plan of attack, and it wants to stack its jury to be favorable to its plan of attack. Like, how often does this happen?
You mean the prosecution?
Excuse me, yes, the prosecution, the state.
Yeah, and the judge is on their side, so they ask questions like this to eliminate you, and you answered, and they eliminated you, right?
Well, I just decided to keep quiet, you know, in hopes that they don't know what I'm really thinking either way, but...
Oh, they didn't ask this in any way that you had to respond? Or they just sort of asked it?
They ask it to everyone in general because we started off at the first day with 90 potential jurors.
Mm-hmm.
By the end of the day, we were down to 88. By day three, we were down to 75. And then by the time they actually started putting us, you know, when they set people up for a potential jury, we were down to about 75 or 70, 65. And as soon as I got up and sat down, the prosecution dismissed me, I guess, since I was quiet.
And it could have been something you wrote on your questionnaire as well. I mean, were there any questions on the questionnaire that were standouts to you?
Well, we all got up individually and answered the questions out loud to everyone. We
didn't. Okay, so you did have to answer those questions.
Yeah, I did. And
so when they asked you, you know, would you be willing to convict these other two guys even though they didn't pull the trigger, you said no.
Well,
right?
that wasn't in the line of an original line of questioning. The way it was is that after everyone went, then each defense attorney and the prosecution got to do a new line of questioning, and that's how those questions started to come up.
I see.
And, I mean, what was fascinating was that the judge repeatedly said, asking of the jurors, is that even if you believe that this law is wrong, would you still vote guilty?
Yep.
Wow.
And, oh, yeah. Yeah, they do this all over the place, Allie.
And that should have been the point where all the jurors left.
Well, it just exposes they've got their system figured out.
Well,
and
they do.
They know that there's a possibility that people will be voting with their conscience, and they're like, no, we do not want that.
You must be unthinking robots. And thank you, Jeanette, for your call tonight. I appreciate your story. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Yeah, they just want the jury's members to be extensions of the state. They just want you to be part of their machine. And that's your one chance, really. I mean, besides the vote, which isn't much of anything. But on a jury, your vote actually counts for a lot because it's one of six or one of 12, depending on, you know, what state you're in. And that can be enough to hang the jury, as it did in Ed Fortune's case down in New Jersey the first time. Second time around, they tried him again, and he got found not guilty. So, but he was able to, you know, he had activists out there that were pushing jury nullification, that were out in the parking lot when the jurors were coming in, as we've had happen up here a number of times in New Hampshire. And
he used it as a defense in the courtroom, too, right?
Let him actually use jury nullification as a defense in the courtroom. But what he did do was introduce a part of the New Jersey Constitution that actually pretty much spells out jury nullification. It doesn't use those words, but it spells out essentially what it is, that a jury can judge the law and the facts.
And he wore like a provocative T-shirt too that said something like "No crime for."
He did wear a few different shirts, yeah. But he actually had a printout. He had a poster board printout of that section of the New Jersey Constitution that he was allowed to bring in because, you know, apparently they didn't bar the Constitution from this trial. So he was able to introduce that section of the Constitution and actually put it up on like a whiteboard or something like that. And he said that whiteboard stayed up there through an entire day of the trial. Like, they didn't bother to take it down. He came back the next day. It was still there in the courtroom.
Wow.
So the jury was literally sitting there reading this statement from the Constitution, which was essentially jury nullification. And then you had the activists like Jim Babb and those other folks on top of that out in the parking lot handing out FIJA information.
Yeah, for anybody who takes the court seriously, when you can't even vote your conscience, do what you think is right. Isn't the jury instructions like the system's flawed?
Right,
you know?
And we're seeing that part of the system at least get fixed to some extent here in New Hampshire with the jury nullification legislation that passed earlier last year. It's Free Talk Live. We're coming up.
A few months back, our neighbor's house was broken into. They took some cash, some jewelry, you know, stuff that can be replaced. We needed peace of mind, so we decided to get a security system. Mark's company has Protection One, and they do home security too, so we figured they'd be perfect for us. Over 1 million people trust them for home security, so they're obviously doing something right. But the best part, there's always a live person when you call Protection One. That's definite peace of mind.
Act now to protect your family. Go to protectionone.com/99 to see how you can get security plus home automation for only $99. That's protectionone.com/99. Or call 855-872-9368 for details. That's 855-872-9368. Protect and connect your home with Protection One. Call 855-872-9368. 855-872-9368.
Good day, Peter Kratschnabel from Midas Resources. Today is October 26, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1704. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1746.24, $873.12 for a half ounce, and $436.56 for a quarter ounce. $1746.24, $873.12, and $436.56.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40 with no special diets or exercise programs. You can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-939-8955. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-939-8955. That's 1-800-939-8955.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. We've got the mobile site. For those of you with a smartphone, you can go to M, as in mobile, .freetalklive.com. Get access to the live streams. They're right there. m.freetalklive.com. Broadband, midband, narrowband, different bit rates are available to you based on, you know, what internet connection speed you have. Maybe you're in a cell where you don't have a really good connection. Use the lower bandwidth stream. So go to m.freetalklive.com. And are you tired of general preparedness and survival advice with no reason or context behind it? Do you think that the single scenario focus of survivalists on television shows is silly? With all the fear hyping, do you sometimes wonder about the reality of historical and potential disaster situations? This book, that is, Strategic Survival, will help you understand what might happen, how it might affect you and those you care about, and what you can do about it. With the knowledge in Strategic Survival and other material that it references, and by taking some simple action to prepare, you can turn fear and worry into confidence and peace. Covers budget and schedule-friendly solutions ranging from equipment and improvisation ideas that you can carry with you to more permanent infrastructure. You can go to strategicsurvival.com to learn more. That's once again strategicsurvival.com. So we're going to talk about a cannibal cop here in a moment, but I want to make sure that we find out what is going on with Allie, because for the last 2 weeks at Damo, it's been good being here with you. I mean, like, I'm old times. But Allie's been great on Friday nights, and I think we've had a good run, Allie, you and I. And I am not firing you or removing you from the show. You're leaving on your own volition,
right?
Because some handsome man in D.C. has tantalized you down with a fancy TV show, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's what happened. No, Adam vs. the Man, which many viewers may be aware of, actually, the podcast plays on LRN. I'm going to go down to Virginia to be part of Adam vs. the Man podcast. I'm going to be the co-host.
So that's a done deal. Like, it's confirmed. You're in.
Yeah, I am in. So
you passed the test.
That's right.
Oh, yay. Applause.
No, I mean, that's good. Well, I think that's good.
We did a couple of debates, like watching parties, and then we've done two podcasts, you know, just regular style, and we're still figuring out how we're going to make it better. But, yeah, so far it's going really well.
So, Adam versus the Man is it's a TV show that has been on Russia Today in the past.
Mm-hmm.
They took him off the air for whatever reason, and he went ahead and kept the ball rolling, kept doing his show, did it online on his YouTube channel, and he's been a really prolific content producer. I mean, the dude cranks out videos, multiple videos every single day. So he's gotten a lot of attention as a result of some of the stuff that he's done. He's got way more, you know, subscribers, for instance, in the Free Keen channel, so it seems like it's a move up for you, but it also sounded like it was going to be temporary. You're not planning on staying there forever.
Yeah, this is temporary, and it's really exciting because he does have a lot of subscribers on his YouTube channel. It's like over 30,000, I think, and what's really unique about the podcast is that it's all videotaped, so, you know, like, you've got the live cam feed.
Mm-hmm.
This is like, you know, separate individual cameras which are recording, which get chopped up into individual segments after the podcast, so people can actually watch us have a conversation. It's a, you know, you can just listen to the podcast and download it.
So it's available in MP3 form, but also you can go to like their Ustream channel or YouTube and watch it in video format.
Exactly.
Which is cool.
You were down there over the last week or so, right?
Yep.
And so how was it, the Virginia, D.C. area to, like, have you ever been, like, in there for a length of time?
I went to D.C. once on a field trip in fifth grade.
So the usual, like, memorials and whistles.
Yeah, it's actually not in D.C. It's just kind of close by. It's like 40 minutes away or something.
Mm-hmm.
So...
But how's the comparison to, like, New Hampshire? Like, I say he's got something really awesome going down there, and New Hampshire's got something really going awesome up here. Tie them all together, you know?
I know.
Like,
it would be great
Adam
to try to...
from the Shire.
He's even suggested that if, you know, he gets up to a certain number of subscribers, that he would move to New Hampshire, move his
operation. Didn't he double the number? Like, you had told
me...
She was negotiating with him, I guess, on the phone before going down there, and he told her that he'd move to New Hampshire for 100,000 subscribers. And then I heard him
say
on the most
recent...
something
higher now?
Yeah, well, you were on the air with him on his show. I was listening on LRN.FM last night before bed, and because we run it in the podcast loop, so it's always on in the overnights and also in the middle of the day as well. Whenever the podcast loop runs, you'll probably hear Adam versus the Man, because he does a show every day, so we can put it in frequently. But he said 200,000, so it's already going up. I mean,
that's
100.
So like Adam.
Yeah, it'll happen. He's worried about it happening.
Well, that's just it, right? Because now he's got a pretty girl on staff, and it's going to definitely attract some new subscribers. Of course, you're also very intelligent, Allie, so I'm sure that you'll match his wit, no problem.
I've already overmatched it.
I bet.
Overmatched it. He's like, and got the muscles at him.
So, yeah, so now it's gone from 100,000 subscribers up to 200,000 because he doesn't want to move. You guys were actually talking with Michael Bolden from LA.
He doesn't like the cold.
Right.
Oh, no.
In Virginia, it's it gets cold in Virginia.
It's funny because they were talking about how, the Free State Project is bad because of the, weather here. And it was kind of weird to... I'm used to talking about this on this show, and we make fun of people who say these things, and I'm on Adam vs. the Man.
Right, because you're from the South.
I'm like, well, I mean, I guess, yeah, it's cold. I think that people should just go over... If someone's going to be miserable because of the weather here, then they shouldn't...
No.
That's not good, you know.
I agree, but it's the lamest of the lame excuses. I mean, it's one thing to say, like, if your excuse was... I have a medical condition. I can't be in the cold.
Mm-hmm.
Cool, man. I get that. That makes sense.
Winning.
But if it's just like, I don't like the cold. Right. Well, I like the community here way more. I don't like the cold either. I mean, I'm skinny. I get cold fast. And, if it's 70, if it's 68 degrees in my house, my feet are cold. I'm wearing wool socks in my house. I'm mm-hmm. definitely a Florida-born person.
Right. I like to tell people, too, if freedom is so important to you, would you put a jacket on
right.
for freedom? Like, how about a sweater?
Yeah. Would you be willing to wear long johns for freedom?
Well,
right.
Well, you know what they said? They would move if, I think... Adam and Michael Bolden both said that they would move if New Hampshire seceded, so you
right.
guys need to get on that.
You know, that's just the other thing.
I expect results when I'm back.
Stop right. telling us what to do.
that's the other thing, is there's a group of people out there, and I have a lot of respect for both Adam and Michael Bolden. I've met them both personally at, Free State Project events. They're both good at coming up here for the conventions and things like that, where inevitably people are asking them, hey, when are you going to move? And they'll say something like, oh, it's too cold. So I've got a lot of respect for those guys, but the idea that, oh, you'll move after we do all the work, that's cool. I'm sure there are a bunch of people that are going to move after marijuana is decriminalized or after, New Hampshire secedes or after fill in the blank of whatever it is that's important to them. It would have been nice had you come here to actually help us accomplish those things, but, I get it. People are going to move afterwards.
It's not the time, or it ain't for me.
Obviously, they just don't believe in liberty in our lifetime.
I don't think that's true. I don't think that's true. I just, for whatever it is, and you had asked a good question, and that was, well, what's it going to take? That was the question that led to that answer is, is it that it's not attractive enough now, or that your areas aren't tyrannical enough? I mean, Michael Bolden lives in L.A.
I know. It's pretty bad.
855-453. When I was in L.A., my old roommate was touring us around, and he was telling us how free he felt there. I'm like, okay. you can walk down the street smoking a joint in L.A. without much of a problem. It is Free Talk Live, but that's about all they got. It's Free Talk Live.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you're able to absorb amino acids, and the less you're able to repair the 75 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easy to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. The taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water, and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring us anything you want. Toll free number is 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have there for you. Once again, freetalklive.com with you in studio tonight. It's Ian.
Adamo.
And Allie.
And Allie, for the last time in the near future, at least, because you're leaving New Hampshire. One of the pork faders, as people call them, pork fading.
What?
Like pork fader. It's like Darth Vader, only worse.
Damn.
No, it's a term that that Puke came up with, Puke from PukeInTheGang.com. He came up with it years ago to describe people. You're not actually a pork fader. The definition of pork fader is someone who comes here and then just quietly fades away. And no one knows what happens to them.
I'm going out with a bang.
No, that's what I'm saying. You're not really a pork fader.
Party tonight.
Pork banger, though, doesn't
right.
have the same.
Pork banger. Yeah, I want that title. Great.
So you're going down to D.C., the belly of the beast, one of the worst possible places to live.
Sacrificing yourself first for when the man goes crazy.
No.
She's going down to D.C. to be on the Adam versus the Man television program and radio show podcast thing, dual kind of
yep.
media approach. You're already in the front door. You are on the show. In fact, you probably had to take a day off to come up here today, right? You
That's right.
put it on otherwise.
That's right. And I'm also writing, helping write for the newscast, and that's been fun.
You're working with Derek J, too. We didn't mention that. Derek
yeah.
J, who also formerly on this program, is down there doing an interning kind of thing.
He is doing an amazing job. Like, he just, so much, I'm just flabbergasted by all the work he gets done on a daily basis. He is just so driven, that boy. I just
yeah.
can't even...
Was that a factor in going down there? Was it Derek was already there? Was that a pretty big factor?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that made it, that was just reassuring
yeah.
to know at least, you know, Derek's going to be there, and that always makes everything better, so.
And Derek's not staying there permanently either. He's
no.
going to be moving on to his exile tour, where he'll be touring around the country and visiting various different activism folks around the U.S. So your plan is to go down there, kind of, get your, experience.
I'm going down there to you know, learn something and hopefully educate some people. I don't know.
Now, you told me in an email when you had announced this that you were excited about what was going on down there.
That's right.
Are you excited about anything outside of the Adam vs. the Man studios?
No, I mean, that's what I'm excited about.
Okay, so there's not like a larger movement beyond this?
Oh, no, it's not like the Free State Project or anything. It's, you know, some media activists is what I consider them, working to, you know, cooperating with one another to put out, you know, the best product they can.
Well, I, you know, while I'm sad to see you go, I really, you know, appreciated you being on Free Talk Live. And obviously, Ladies in Keene is going to miss you, too, I'm sure.
And I'll miss them.
One of your creations here was LadiesInKeene.com, the radio show that's behind that. I believe that will continue in your absence. You know, I think this will be a good thing because Adam, like you said, does have a lot of subscribers. And you being on the show is, you know, you've got a Keeniac, two folks from Keene now working on his program who can rep for the Free State Project and stand up for idea of moving here. So
you've infiltrated the Adam vs. the Man studio.
Exactly. Now all we have to do is get to the point where you guys are so integral to the show, you can threaten a mutiny and use, you know, the market to pressure him to move up here.
Yes, drop as many Shire moving hits as possible, and then when you guys control the studio for sure, just move the whole operation up here.
Yeah.
Like, Adam, if you want to keep doing your show, you've got to follow us up to New Hampshire.
Yeah,
I don't know what it'll take.
I don't know. I don't know.
Last I heard, he was talking about moving back down to the south. Yeah. I heard he was talking about moving to New Mexico.
I heard there were some, what do you call them, media activists in the Shire, too. There's a couple. Around here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's tons of media activism. That's, you know, what I've been trying to do, or what I've been doing since moving, and this is just, you know, an untapped by me market that I want to get in on. Why not, right?
No, yeah, I was just teasing you a little bit.
No, I think it's great. You're going to expand your own experience as far as, you know, doing different things. You know, it's easy to come in here and do radio. It's a lot harder to do television. I mean, Damo, you've been doing some work with Shire TV, for instance, and, you know, so there's a lot more effort into doing television. You know, you've got to have cameras, and you've got to prepare, and
script
lighting.
Stories, and, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, it's weird, because it's like a mixing of Free Talk Live and Shire TV. You know, two things that I do, and it's like it's cool to see like them
evolve the skills and come together.
Like, I'm familiar with both, but mixing them together, what is this? This is weird. But
so folks will be able to keep up with you, of course, through AllieHavens.com.
That's right,
and then AdamVersusTheMan.com.
Yep. Or I mean, I think it's easier just to subscribe to Adam versus the Man YouTube channel.
That's true. I was enjoying it when Derek was in charge of the show because Adam, I guess, was sick or something
Derek
like that.
Derek versus the Man.
Yeah,
it was great.
It was pretty good. So that was entertaining. All right. So 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Cannibal Cop. It sounds like a heavy metal band, but it's actually a real story. A demo. You were going to share this with us. I guess, did this appear on CopBlock.org?
It did appear on CopBlock yesterday, but the breaking story credit goes to the raw story here. It seems Gilberto Valley wants to eat up not only taxpayer dollars, but women as well. In a complaint.
In a bad way.
In a very bad way. Actually, cannibalism wants to eat them. He actually has a quote coming up here. But according to a complaint filed against the officer, it says in emails and text messages that he reveals his plans to kidnap, rape, torture, kill, and then cook slowly these women that are here after he abducts them and eat their body parts.
Oh, my God.
And yes. Wow.
And supposedly there are other co-conspirators, possibly officers or other public officials, that he confided in that then went to the FBI and exchanged these. And he said one of the co-conspirators told the officers that he wanted to cook women over a low heat, keeping them alive as long as possible. And that he had a stove that was big enough to fit one of the girls if he folded her legs. So this wasn't just like, I have an idea. He has taken some steps to plan this out, including researching methods of disabling and drugging the women and agreeing with at least one other individual to kidnap a woman in exchange for a sum of money. So he figured, like, I can't do this on my own.
This makes me want to throw up.
So he wanted to hire somebody to kidnap a woman for him and deliver her to
so
his oven.
Looking at ways, to drug them or, you know, trick them, or to actually have somebody else kidnap them and
thanks
then bring
to
them
to Damo. It's going to be so easy to pull over next time. I got
the flashing lights are in your
red
rear
blue
view?
Lights flashing, yeah.
This officer seemed to work for the 26th precinct in Manhattan and lived in Queens, though there are no indications that he actually harmed anybody. The superiors call it a bizarre case, no kidding, and that they immediately suspended the officer upon his arrest and now are reviewing some other documents to see if there's anyone else involved.
So they arrested him. Do we know what the charge was? Did you already mention that?
It does not say the charge. It's just that it was a plot. They don't actually say. I think the investigation.
Conspiracy to commit murder or something like that.
He might be being held just now due to an investigation. You know, he has like 72 hours or something. But it seems that the FBI was the one contacted, yet the NYPD Internal Affairs Bureau did play a role. So,
wow.
Bad cop with some bad ideas. He wants to eat people and use his badge to find those favors. It does say in the story, too, that he had over 100 names, addresses, and files of women that were located under his computer or on his computer desk. Oh, so he was searching. He was doing some homework.
I mean, what would really keep a psychopath from becoming a cop?
Nothing.
I don't think they screen. It doesn't sound like they screen for psychopaths. So
they say in here that they
want part of the job description in some cases.
They said the part of the review underway is to determine whether there was anything in his background that should have alerted them. They say this all the time. Like there is like,
whoa,
like,
how'd that happen?
Yeah, like crazy just like shows itself at you know, maybe this guy was fine 20 years ago when he became a cop. Or no, it was 26th precinct. I don't know how long he was a cop. It says here, but. You know, and who knows if the tests are even accurate to, you know, be effective, so I don't know.
What was I saying to the security agent in the downtown courthouse the other day was, how do you know? You don't screen the employees of the, you know, the court. You don't screen the city employees for weapons.
Yeah.
How do you know they're not going to go crazy someday and start blasting? He's like, oh, well, we'd figure it out in advance. We'd notice.
We screened them when we hired them 20 years ago.
Yeah, that. But he also believed that they'd show some sort of telltale sign and they'd key into it. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Election Day is fast approaching. As Americans, we're looking to vote in a new batch of Washington's best, brightest, and morally bankrupt flim-flam artists that money can buy. These irresponsible, unaccountable politicians will try to convince us that red is more fashionable than blue, or that blue is superior to red. These hucksters all want us to know that it's okay to bend over for their big business friends. In our hearts, we all know that no matter what color we choose, we're going to get screwed.
Oh, yeah.
The staff at Baba Boom says let's get screwed in style. From naughty to nice, Baba Voom has all the top brands of adult novelties, DVDs, sexy lingerie, and supplements that will help keep your bedroom heated these cold winter nights. Let Baba Voom help you get your kink on. Prefer to shop naked?
Oh, yeah.
Fulfill even your naughtiest fantasies online at shopbabavoom.com. That's shopbabavoom.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle. Pay only shipping and handling by visiting www.rnafreemini.com
or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free number for you, 855-453. You can bring up anything that you'd like. 1-855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy all the features you'll find there. Once again, freetalklive.com. And with you in studio, it's Ian.
Ademo.
And Allie.
And want to tell you about the Bitcoin. And by the way, Bitcoin prices have dropped a little bit in the last couple of days. Last time I made a purchase was about a week or so ago, and I paid like $11.70-something for them. And I noticed that today the price has gone down to about $10. So they've come down a little bit. So it might be a good time to buy. Obviously, you can't predict what's going to happen tomorrow or even in the next hour, because with Bitcoins, the price changes constantly. There's no closing time for Bitcoin. It doesn't just stop. The price doesn't just stop changing at 4 o'clock in the afternoon when the market closes. The market's always open for Bitcoin. It's an international digital distributed currency. When I say distributed, I mean it is not in one location. There is not a central housing, a bank. There's not some kind of vault somewhere holding these things. They are spread across millions of users across the entire world that are connected via the Bitcoin client software on their computers. And so there's a huge network. That means it's impossible for the government to shut this down. That means that it's impossible for them to raid. There's no physical office. There's no Bitcoin company. Bitcoin's just an open source project. And it's a real market-based currency that has real value, and in fact is the most valuable currency in the world as we speak. So you might want to learn a little bit more about it. You can do that by going to weusecoins.org. That's weusecoins.org. And when you're ready to get some bitcoins, you can go to bitinstant.com. Like I said, I actually thought about heading down to the bank today, but of course I always think about it after banking hours. But that's okay. Bitinstant will let you do it at the local CVS or the local Walmart or wherever it is there's a MoneyGram phone. We're talking about thousands upon thousands. There's over a million locations around the world in 30 different countries that'll allow you to connect with bitinstant.com and turn cash into bitcoins. And then you can do whatever you want with your bitcoins. You can hold on to them and see if they go up in value. You can buy some stateless suites. You can go on the Silk Road. You can do all kinds of interesting things with the Bitcoin. So again, go to weusecoins.org to learn more about it. And if you want, you can get a free Bitcoin wallet, because there's the online, Bitcoin software you can run on your computer. But that's not the only way to have Bitcoins. You can also have them right on your phone with the online Bitcoin wallet from blockchain.info. They've got apps for both Android and jailbroken iPhones. And thanks to their fancy encryption techniques, blockchain.info never has access to your money, and they can't even know how much money you're sending or receiving. With the blockchain wallet, you can even send Bitcoins via email to your Facebook friends or to anyone's cell phone phone number in just about every country around the world. Best part, it's all free. So go to blockchain.info. As we go to you and your thoughts, Patrick is on the line listening to XM's America's Talk. Patrick, you are in Columbus. Go ahead.
Yes, hello, John. Enjoy listening to you out here while I'm driving my truck.
Thank you. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I was sitting here listening to you. I just turned this on. I didn't hear everything, but I heard the last little bit that, you know, yeah, he's put a lot of money into this house, but evidently he's got a chance at some type of loan where he has to live there for a set amount of time.
You're talking about the pizza guy from Fargo back in the first hour of the program.
The pizza guy there. And in all essence, if he takes that condition where he has to live in the house for a set period of time, morally and ethically, he has to stay there. You can't just rent it out, say you're living there. How are you going to tell your children later to do something that's right if you're not doing something that's right anyway?
I don't think it's immoral to scam artists. Do you?
I can understand. No, I'm not saying at first you shouldn't get caught in a scam. If somebody has any good common sense, there's no reason to get caught into a scam. But there are bodies of money out there that lend money to people on a condition you have to stay in something for a specific amount of time. Remember the old Homestead Act? You had to stay on that property for a set period of time.
Well, that's a government-initiated grant or project.
Right.
You know?
The government was offering $24,000 to this guy. He has a nightmare of a home that he got screwed on in a home deal. And this $24,000 is sort of hanging out there like a carrot. You're saying that it would be immoral to take that money and not live in the home?
Well, yes, for the simple fact that even if he got screwed on the deal by the person who sold it, the person that's lending him the money to help him fix this house up, it's not the same person.
But it's not a person who's lending him the money. It's the government. It's the federal government. And the government's a group of criminals. So what's the problem with scamming a group of criminals?
Are they all criminals?
Yes.
Yes, because they operate by the threat of force.
Well, I can't agree with that guy.
They took some of the money for the grants from taxpayers, or all the money from taxpayers, to pay for it, whether they wanted to give that sum of money up to such program or not.
Right. I don't agree with using fraud when it comes to dealing with honest people who aren't threatening you. But if a criminal comes up to you and says, "Give me all your money," and you only hand him, you know, what's in your wallet, but you don't give him what's in your belt loop or what's in your shoe or, you know, wherever it is you might have some extra money stashed, is that wrong?
Well, that's not wrong. But in the same respect, he had the choice whether or not to buy this house or to have it inspected properly. A proper inspection would have found all these problems with this house.
He said that the inspector, you know, was a pro and he didn't find it. It was the wintertime. It was all up in a crawl space that had been sealed off, apparently. This was, again, for our listeners that are just tuning in, the guy bought a house during the wintertime in Fargo, so it's pretty cold out there. And there was a crawl space that had been sealed off where 67 cats were living for quite a time and had taken quite a number of dumps up there and really made for a nasty smell when the house thawed out in the springtime.
Maybe the inspection, too, it should be said that the inspection, too, could be more thorough.
Was not a pro. That inspector was not a pro if he did not catch that. They go to school for these kind of things. They know what they're looking at. And if he...
People make mistakes, man.
Well, that's true, but another thing is...
And that inspector would be liable for the problem. He could have
really?
The
apparently not.
Yeah.
The inspections and the whole process of buying a home is heavily government-regulated on forms and disclosures and check here. I mean, if you ever bought a house, it's initial sign. And so maybe without the government being involved in such purchases, the checking out the home beforehand would be a much more honest process. Instead, it's like, oh, we're making the government happy so you don't come back, and we're having all the right forms passed in, but really it's not a concern for the buyer.
So let me get back real quick to Patrick, what you were saying before about how it's not a good idea. You don't think it's right to scam a group of criminals if they call themselves the government.
I can't call all of them criminals.
So the government takes its money by force. That's what taxes are. They threaten people with violence. They threaten people with stealing their home, for instance, or putting them in a cage if they don't pay. And then that money is distributed to various different government bureaucrats. So the other bureaucrats who are receiving that stolen money may not necessarily be directly involved in the stealing of it, but they are actually part of that whole apparatus.
Yeah, they're benefactors to it.
then I must be the only one out here that doesn't believe that they're all criminals.
I wouldn't necessarily say that someone's a criminal just by virtue of working for the government.
And the thing is, when you get that to that inspector, the inspector works for you. The inspector doesn't work for the government. That is, you hire a private duty inspector.
Right.
He works for you.
Apparently, he's not liable for the mistakes he makes, though.
Well, obviously, the guy didn't have a good enough lawyer.
But the idea of ripping off the government, I mean, who are you actually ripping off when you're talking about the government? Because the government says that we are the government, or is it the bureaucrats within the government?
We the people are the government.
That's nonsense. I am not the government, and I don't want anything to do with the government. The government aggresses against peaceful people, and I am not someone who does that. I do business peacefully. I do business on a consensual basis, as most of us do.
Well, this guy that's sitting with the House needed to say there's many. You can see there's many mistakes made in this deal that he had. I still feel that it's wrong if he takes a grant or a loan that requires him to meet certain criteria, and he doesn't follow those criteria, because when he doesn't follow them, then how can he honestly say that he's an honest man?
Thanks for the call tonight, Patrick. I appreciate your
thoughts.
Yep, 855-453. I get it. Like, you know, I wouldn't want to be involved in something like that necessarily, but I don't think it's particularly wrong to scam a thug out of the money that he's stolen from somebody else.
So in that sense,
two wrongs don't make a right, but...
Is it okay if you get called for jury duty to lie?
I think it is.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, Tita, I mean...
If I can lie to get on a jury and I can set somebody free who's never harmed anyone else, that's worth it.
It might not be okay, or I might know it's wrong, but I would do it... Like, lying's wrong. The principle of lying is wrong.
Yeah, but who are you lying to?
I don't myself. But I'm saying it's to me. It's subjective on the response or the emotions it feels to me.
Right, but if, you know, the same thing, situation with the guy holding you up at knife point. Give me all your money, and says, was that all of it? And you say, yeah. That's a lie, too, but it's not wrong to tell that lie. It's right to tell that lie.
Sure. Subjective.
All right. Well, morals sure are a fun conversation, but we don't have any more time for it. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com, copblock.org for a demo, alleyhavens.com for more Alley. See you tomorrow.
Got vampires, zombies ruining the neighborhood. From weapons expert Larry Correa, a new installment in the New York Times bestselling Monster Hunter series, Monster Hunter Legion. Publishers Weekly says this lighthearted testosterone soap sequel to 2009's Monster Hunter International will delight fans of action horror with elaborate weaponry, hand-to-hand combat, disgusting monsters, and an endless stream of blood and body parts. Monster Hunter Legion, on sale now wherever books are sold.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.